The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're here. We're here on Saturday morning down in Richburg, South Carolina, at the Gateway Convention Center, the Master Gardener Show. I'm David Rector, Carolina Fresh Farms, and I got my buddy Steve Crump here. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, sir. And actually, welcome to the Gardener's Bench. That's us, our second episode of the 2024 season. Mm-hmm. And it's the Master Gardener Symposium.
That's right.
And it's the Gateway.
Gateway Convention Center.
Convention Center.
Yep. Right off 77.
Richburg, South Carolina. You're right.
Across the street from Chester, actually, I guess. So this side of the interstate is Richburg. The other one is Chester, I guess. Yep. So there we go.
Well, it used to be Chester was a little further back, but they've kind of developed.
Yeah. Chester's sneaking up on us.
It's getting there.
But we've been... Everybody's been coming in this morning. I've been at my little booth over there with my brother-in-law, Tony, and we're handing out some free things. And everybody's coming in, getting checked in, going to the opening ceremonies. And it's been good seeing a lot of people that we see here every year.
They were here early. I kind of
got
here a lot earlier than I planned on it. But Saturday morning, sometimes I'm not all together when I get up. So,
well, when we retire, I guess Saturday morning is a great thing.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
I'll tell you right now, though, 43 years of working Saturdays, I didn't realize how great it was to be off.
Yeah. Like, I would say you deserve it.
It's like when I get through here, whoa.
Yeah.
When I get through here and walk outside, I'm not going to say I got to get back and help Tommy and Pat. I'm going to say, what am I going to do next?
Well, I figured. We had one of our employees was sick today. They called me, and then I rounded somebody else up to go in for him. So they're all good there. We're kind of spread out today because me and Tony are down here. And we don't have so many people.
I know that feeling.
Sometimes it gets low.
Is Brenda here today?
Brenda is here. She's running around
everywhere. I haven't seen her yet.
We might get her on here. Since we're only doing 30 minutes, we may not have time for a guest, but we'll see if somebody
I figure we could try to get her and Paul on here.
Yeah.
We won't be able to do the multitude of people like we have in the past when we had our show.
But
anyway, it's a pretty day today. I thought they were calling for rain yesterday, and it was cloudy and overcast, but I didn't see a whole lot of rain.
It did rain Thursday night late, and then into Friday morning. It rained at our store till probably 10 o'clock or something, but it wasn't super heavy.
So that's about right, because I had a doctor's appointment yesterday morning.
That's about time you got up at 10 o'clock since you retired.
No, I go in.
You still get up early.
7:38.
He's
allowed me to work till about lunchtime now, and then sometimes I fudge it a little bit an hour or two.
Yeah, I hear you.
But
that's therapy for you. You need a little bit of work.
Nobody's supposed to tell him. Well, we got all the plants sold, and that was a bunch. 55,000 plants is what started with, and there's maybe a few hundred left. No big deal. But we're counting up all the equipment. I had no idea we had that much equipment.
You told me that the other day. So.
And he's still finding stuff. And we were going to sell it all off, and we sold some of it. But I'm thinking now maybe we have an all-day sale or having an auction.
Well, 43 years of business, I imagine you accumulate a good bit of things.
Apparently.
Here.
We had stuff we don't even know what it is.
Well, you got stuff they probably don't make parts for anymore.
Well, right now we've got two. We've got a aerator, the Ryan aerator that did the plugs.
Mm-hmm.
And
I might be interested in that. Good.
Well, come by and look at it. Dude. I mean, it's a heavy thing. It's big.
Payment plan?
No. I worked you a deal.
I hear you.
And we got an old edger that you edge this concrete wheel. And the best we can figure, Diddy got it somewhere. Probably
your dad bought it?
By the early 1970s. And we can't get parts for it anymore.
Man.
He tried. And all we need is one little piece for the carburetor.
How about that, man?
And he's called everywhere to the southeast, and nobody's got it.
Really?
So we're going to junk it.
I got a guy at my store. He's been dabbling with small engine and stuff. Maybe he could rig up something to go on there.
Yeah, you
come get it and try to see if we can get it running.
Yeah, you come by. But we got walk-behind trimmers.
Mm-hmm.
That's two of them, and I remember when we bought them, but we hadn't used them in the last several years because we quit doing maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think last count there was 7 blowers.
Yeah.
6 weedies.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I still got a few things from my business I'm kind of getting rid of. So,
yeah.
Two more lawnmowers and some blowers.
But anyway,
Saturday auction on Gardner's Bench. Here.
That's it. What's our Carolina Fresh recommendations for the third week?
Recommendations.
This is the last week in February.
I'm gonna go ahead and say this, and I know Steve will laugh, but I know we may still have a little bit of cold weather coming, but winter's basically over. I mean, the sun's out. It's in the 60s. Grass is starting to wake up a little bit. Time to do your pre-emergent for all grasses. So there's a different grass for different ones for different grasses. You don't put nitrogen on your Bermuda, Zoysia, Centipede, any of that. But fescue is now time to give it some nitrogen and wake it up a little bit. It's probably struggling with all the rain we've had. And the more rain we have, the more quickly the fertilizer dissolves and gets used up. So it's time to add it in there. You agree with that?
I agree with that, but I still think we're going to have some bad weather.
Yeah, I think I'd love to have snow, but I just don't see that.
I'm still not convinced that we're not going to have snow because Easter is March 30th this year. It's very early. Mm-hmm. We always have a little, I won't say bad weather, but messed up weather around Easter, before or after.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get maybe popped a little bit this time. I don't recommend doing any shrub fertilizing yet because you don't want to force out new growth and then have a little cold snip.
Yeah.
And then everybody come in there with a little leaf and says, it's black because it got a fungus. And it's cold.
Yeah.
You get a couple hundred every year.
Well, we do have probably a freeze coming up. But as far as snow and all, I think that's unfortunately gone. I've got a whole pile of ice melt sitting in the middle of my store that's nobody's even touched it. It's getting dust on it.
We ain't any ice.
Yeah. Haven't had any in like 2 years. I guess I probably shouldn't have pulled that trigger.
That's a crap sheet there.
All right, so we're going.
Okay, we'll be right back to the Gardner's Bench.
The background noise is horrible here, right?
Hey, Mills.
Yeah, can you hear that? The background
neighbor.
Noise.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds. Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look. Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
I'm Benny.
It'll be awesome.
There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No, we're all. We're the 18.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, Air Tech makes it better.
I don't know if it's
no matter
what the weather,
call Air Tech Heating and Air.
Call Air Tech at 327-7100.
Y'all got to understand, I really don't care.
We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Friend, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all...
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. Matt gave me a little blast from the past there, but we always have that garden party going on, don't we?
Is Matt in the
he's in the studio, yeah.
We haven't seen him, man.
The trouble is he's...
Missed him the first week. I ain't seen him in 3 months.
It's been a while, and he's up there by himself this morning.
Oh, man, he's looking out that window over there on Confederate.
Yeah, but we'll be back next week.
Hope he's got the blinds open. Yeah.
Probably not, since you're not there to remind
me. Need to get that window clean, so when I get there next Saturday, we'll be able to see out of it nice.
Anyway, his director was talking about grass and pre-emergence and all that, and I would strongly recommend the pre-emergence about now. And we have done them earlier than this in previous years, but usually end of February is a pretty good time to get started.
Yeah, agreed. February 15th to March 15th usually is a good target date. So.
You still got time. You don't have to run out there to do it this morning. But you can't run down to Carolina Fresh and buy some fertilizer today.
We're open right now. We're open to 2 o'clock today. So come on in there. We got all the stuff you need. We got fertilizer programs. We can give you a little pamphlet of your type of grass, and you can stick it up in the garage or somewhere to remind you. We always have those products when it's time to put them out.
Now, you talking about snow one time, believe it or not, we had snow on May the 8th.
What?
Yeah, we did.
Man.
And it started snowing in the middle of the morning, about 3 o'clock in the morning, and it snowed like crazy.
So man.
10 o'clock, it had about 4 inches on the ground.
And that and night is gone.
By 1 o'clock, it's all gone. Yeah. Snow I like.
That is a good one.
It's one day.
Long enough to not open and then gone for the night's over, so.
And see, poor kids now don't get snow days anymore.
I'm about to say the same thing. They get out enough of school, to be honest with you. But snow day was a big thing, man.
Yeah.
We used to have to sit there and listen to WRHI, listen to the radio. And
I was
what school district is going to be closed? York County's on a 2-hour delay. Yeah.
We grew up in Buncombe County.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Asheville. And the thing out there, I'll never forget it, is right after Christmas, they were calling for 100% chance of snow.
Wow.
They actually canceled school. And we were all thrilled.
Yeah.
The next day, the sun came out and shined all day, and they never canceled school for weather forecast again.
That was so fun.
They'd load you on the bus, take you to school, turn you around, take you back home, but they weren't canceling. They got clobbered pretty bad.
I think one of the last snow days I remember happened on a Sunday night. We were all at my house, a bunch of us watching football. Must have been in January, playoffs, I guess, and something happened, and we had a guy lived up the street in Michigan, and it was snowing, and then we got word the school was canceled. He was like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "This is a snow day." We didn't understand because Michigan, they have plenty of those. I guess they work around them better than we do, but. A good time.
Yeah, they did.
Not snow days aren't what they are.
Not what they used to.
Yeah.
See, the thing here now, it seems more wind days than it is snow days.
Oh,
If the wind's over 30 miles an hour, they can't drive
the school. They canceled school about 2 or 3 weeks ago because of that. But
So times changed a little bit over the years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We were talking about we used to do tornado drills. Yeah. I don't think they do. We'd go get in a hall.
Yeah.
I swear that we used to do bomb drills. I don't know. Is that
true?
Oh, we
do bomb drills.
See? Bomb, you get under your desk?
Yep.
Is that going to help anything by getting under your desk, I guess? But I don't know.
Well, some of that was your nuclear thing.
Yeah.
They had to be
fire drill, tornado drill, bomb drill.
My senior year in college up in Asheville, we had a bomb threat every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock for 6 months.
Really?
Yeah, every week. It was amazing. And somebody finally figured out they needed to check the rolls and see who wasn't in school that day.
Oh, man.
And the three boys in a neighborhood, over, I guess, to the north of the school.
Yeah.
They would go down to the corner store and call in the bomb threat at 10 o'clock every morning. Well, they finally traced it down, so they were waiting on them when they went down to make a phone call. But it took them 6 months to do it.
That's not funny stuff there.
No.
That's something I never understood, to be honest with you.
I still don't understand it because they've headed around here lately, a couple of them. But anyway,
get it.
Back to the shrubs. Yeah. We'll go to break and listen to our valid sponsors, and then we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bits.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Benny Etter here. Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We'll clean your unit's condenser coil, oil the motors, check all electronic controls, inspect heat exchanger, check refrigerant and thermostat, and replace the filter. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friend. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9, live on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com.
There we are on the road.
On the road.
It's one time a year they let us out.
Yeah.
I am going to work on them, try to do 1 week down there at the farmer's market this year. Stephen will love that. Won't have to come as far.
Hey, darling.
Let's everybody give a round of applause.
I didn't recognize you. Her dress clean, almost clean.
Oh, that ain't gone.
Yeah.
I know.
Since June.
But I haven't seen you.
I know you haven't seen me. Where you been?
Hiding from David.
Brenda Gendron is here.
I lied to David, too.
We want to get Brenda to come over and say a few things. This is she's done this for how many years?
This is my fifth year as chair and my 10th year working on it.
Yeah, this is her.
And it's our 18th annual.
Last year as chair.
That's what I didn't know. It's 18.
Is it 18?
It's 18th annual. Yes,
I've done. I've been here at least probably 14 of them, probably.
Yeah, I think it's the 19th year, but we skipped 1 year because of COVID.
Yeah.
So it's the 18th annual.
Yeah.
The first year of COVID.
Yep.
We used to do it at Baxter Hood.
Yep.
Yep. We've been down here.
I started out at Baxter Hood, and we had vendors tucked in every nook and cranny, and now we're down here at the Gateway Center. We got lots of room and lots of bright light and lots of vendors.
How many years have you been down here?
I think this is our fourth year.
That's all? Oh, okay. It's very nice. It seemed like you got...
I was thinking fifth, but maybe it is fourth.
Well, obviously it sold out again, so you sold out.
We sold out the earliest we've ever sold out. We were completely booked before the end of December, which we've never done.
Nice.
We have a full slate of vendors here. I think we've got 30 vendors on site. We got 9 vendors brought plants this year, which is the largest number of plant vendors we've ever had. And I just saw a lady brought her own wagon in so that she could roll out her plants, which is a good sign.
That is a good idea. A wagon, I like that.
It's like you got it in, understand. I got here 7:35 or so. And people were already carrying plants outside.
Oh, yeah.
But they hadn't opened yet.
Exactly. Well, I've managed to buy a plant, a vase, and a 4-pack of nothing bundt cakes to take home. So,
John, I know you're shot, but Brenda actually bought more plants. That's her husband, John.
Hey, I think that shows a lot of self-control to only have bought one plant, so and means, that
for you, that
for
is
me,
awesome,
that is
buddy.
Yes.
That means John can go buy another ham radio piece or something. So.
I've known
you can buy another tower, John.
Yeah. I've known her a long time, and buying one plant is amazing.
That's right. I'm not done yet, but
does,
that's what I bought so far.
It. She does love it.
David keeps trying to tell on me, so I have to sneak him out to the car.
And Brenda came up with a great idea for us to give out this year, the repotting bag. It's a little...
Yeah, it's a repotting mat, so you can unfold it and put it on your counter or your floor and keep the soil contained and repot your house plants or your outside plants and then just dump it out, wipe it down, and fold it up.
People are loving them.
And Tony's coming up with all kind of new uses for them, which is scary.
Yeah, he is over there. He's a character.
I don't even want to know what kind of usage he's coming
up. You don't.
So when are we airing this?
Just right now.
We're live. All right.
I
know there's a delay with the Facebook. So just so everybody knows, our vendor area will be open to the public at 1:30. So from 1:30 to 4, come down to Richburg. We're just off 77 at the Gateway Conference Center. Come see our vendors. Again, we have everything from houseplant vendors to native plant vendors, a lot of good garden-related items, but we'd love to have you come down. There's no cost to come down and shop after 1:30. Our sessions are completely sold out, but we're opening up the vendor area to get more traffic for our vendors. So please feel free to come down and join us.
Yes, come on down.
Brendan and David here will be here with bells on.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to see David with bells on. I'm not sure what will happen, but
I think it would be hilarious.
I will tell you, as
long as he has his shirt on and bells on.
I will tell you what this one lady said to me. I'm still trying to figure it out this morning. We were joking around. She goes, "You must have been, when you were little, they put you in a wicker basket." What does that mean? I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up later.
They put you in a basket and
sit you down the river. I've heard of paint chips. But maybe it was. Was that a Moses reference?
Maybe it was. I don't know.
Yeah, they put you
in a basket.
I don't
know if that's good or bad.
I don't know.
It worked out good for Moses.
Yep. That's pretty good. Okay. Matthew's on the roll again.
Yep. So well, thank you, Brenda.
Thank you guys for being here as always, and I look forward to seeing you here when I'm a guest next year.
That's right.
I can't. I'll have to see it to believe it.
Have a good day, everybody.
Well, I've known you since the 80s, remember?
I know. I do remember.
We're showing our age.
I do remember a few things.
Be back to the garden pitch.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
It's the middle of winter. It's cold outside, and your heat goes out.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't let this happen to you. Call me, Benny Etter, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Don't wait. Call 803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. We're gonna wrap up this episode of a second of a long summer.
Yeah.
We go to the
second episode
Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Well, we got about 40 left.
Yeah.
Something like that. Who's counting?
Nah,
it's just fun.
We just have fun.
We do.
Anything else real quick before we wrap
Come on in. Carolina Fresh today. We're open 8 to 2. I want to say congratulations to my friends Mo Henson and Gina Grisson. They're getting married here in just a little bit, and I'll be leaving here, going to a little wedding party like at 11 o'clock and come back down here after and help Tony. So congratulations, y'all.
Tony can have one.
Yeah, he can. How about you, buddy? Anything?
No. Don't fertilize your shrubs quite yet.
Yep.
You can go ahead and except for camellias and azaleas and things that will be blooming. Mm. And camellias at my house, my 40-year-old yep. ones are already blooming their heads off.
All
the buds were dead from the cold.
And yeah.
They're beautiful red. But
if you're thinking about vegetable plants, forget it. Unless you have a greenhouse or starting them inside, do not put them out.
It's
until
way too early for that.
Mid-April, right? It's good to get excited about it, but
I believe it or not, we always did it around April 20th.
Yeah.
And sometimes we waited the back.
That's a good target. I always say April 15th, but that's
good. Yeah, 15th's pretty good, depending. We had a gentleman a couple years ago. He came by and wanted to know we sold corn seeds. I said, no. Told him where to go, and he said, well, I've already bought it there twice, and it ain't come up yet. I said, sir, it's the middle of February. It's not going to come up. So when it does come up, you're going to have a...
You wouldn't fail to see.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. You're going
to have it everywhere, but people try to rush the season. And,
yeah.
And rush the tomato plants. And
it'll get here. We got the time change coming up in a few weeks.
And yep. Okay.
Everything's changing.
Thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Stephen Stone, and managing director, Matt Hires, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.